Suspected insurgents in the south of Thailand opened fire in a bustling cafe frequented by police and soldiers earlier today, killing three customers and injuring four others. Today's attack brings the total number killed in isolated incidents in Yala province over the last week to seven. More than 3,000 people have been killed in the predominantly Muslim southern provinces since early 2004, when a separatist movement flared after a lull of more than two decades. The government has made little progress in curbing the violence, despite the presence of nearly 40,000 police and soldiers. Charles Montian-Vinchinchai is a scholar at St. John University in Bangkok. He says that the violence in the mostly democratic south of Thailand is due to political grievances and corruption.
I can't really say the situation in the south is normal, but it has been an ongoing situation, not unique to this government or the previous government. But you have to bear in mind that the south has always been a stronghold of the Democratic Party, which has been in opposition for the past few years. And essentially the former Thairak Thai Party and its successor, the current ruling party, the People Power Party, isn't that popular down south. So there might be an element of religious extremism, but that could also be a cloak behind various grievances such as local official corruption, lack of respect for local culture, and basically a lack of government interest in the area.